Good morning, good morning. I'm sorry to take up your valuable time making you wait there, but anyway, I went to the wrong place for the number. So Vance called me last night and said, "Mom, can you stand in for me?" And I said, "I certainly can't. Just give me an idea." He says, "There is no idea. Ask everybody what they want to talk about." So I guess I need to open the line back up and hear politeness, background noise. If you can stay away from that, that would be wonderful for everybody else. And we will see what you would like to talk about.
Char?
Yes.
Just have everybody star six if they want to say something.
Oh, there you go. Thank you for the reminder. I'm not used to doing that because I don't do that on my call. Anyway, okay, anybody that was... thank you for Steve and his dedication to everything he does for everybody else here. Just star six if you have an idea of a question or something you would like to ask or something you're excited about that you'd like to tell us. And please don't be bashful.
Yeah, Charles, this is Molly Chong. I am anxious to know what is things that Ben is going to talk about next week, Tuesday. I know it is about online or social media recruiting.
Oh, well, that's good you know about it because I don't. I'm not privy to all of his information. You're closer in his, you're in his downline, aren't you?
My upline is in Canada. I don't.
I mean, you're in his upline. I'm sorry, I said that backwards.
Yeah, but I really don't have any contact with them.
Yeah, but you do with the people that do have contact with him. more than I do, anyway. No, I am on a call on a regular basis with him, but. I have not had any information as to what it's covering. In fact, you could probably ask me a lot of questions I wouldn't have any information on. One that I do have information on, at least his excitement, was I did talk to Rick Murphy yesterday. And he just says, "Char, you're going to love what's going to happen at the convention in October." So that's just a reminder to everybody, if you haven't got your tickets, it would be a good time to get them and also a place to stay there and maybe a roommate or two to have with you or join somebody that's already going. He seemed very excited. I don't know that he knows any details, but he's just excited about directions and things they're working on and whatever all else there is to be excited about. So. That was the extent of what I got, other than he says, "You're going to be more than pleased." He says, "We're just going to be all really, really happier." And I go, "Well, I'm not unhappy now, so I don't know how much happier I can be." But I guess there's always room for improvement, right, guys?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's say, does anybody have any questions about the convention? It's on the banner. Is it 23rd maybe? I got the last digit of it probably. And so anyway, it's all right there, and I just hope it, every one of you that's on the call I see there, that's what I'd like to see happen. So that was one thing that I did have happened to me yesterday, and I forgot to even tell Vance about that, so it was probably after I talked to him yesterday. Couldn't have been. That was in the evening, so. Anyway, anybody else that has a question? Thank you, Molly. Sorry, I couldn't be more specific.
I do have 5 tickets. I haven't sold yet, so anybody want my contact information and get the tickets from me?
Sounds good. You know how to, let's see. If you just send it to Vance, your request, then he can send your number. He's got your number. I know Molly, but anybody that's trying to find Molly, just send email Vance, and he's got the connection, so he can send that directly to you.
Yeah, and also on the what has been discussed, it was on last Monday at 10 o'clock, Rick Murphy's time. There was Ben, Dave, and Rick. They were talking about the whole thing, that they were also excited, but they had been waiting for Ben to give them some idea how to decorate that place.
Probably the best thing there, Molly, would be to go to the RoyalAlliance.com and listen to that recording, because I was not on that either. I was tied up with some other things at the time that had to be taken care of that couldn't be moved to a different time. So I was not on it, and I didn't pick up the recording yet. We've kind of been running around like chickens with our heads cut.
Well, they're very excited because Ben gave them some idea now that Rick can start decorating.
Okay, I don't know. So I there's questions I can't answer. See, I don't have all the answers, but I'm sure it would be recorded there at the Royal Alliance or theroyalalliance.com, and you'll be able to pick it up. If not, I would go to your upline and ask him, and I know you've got contact and with your upline, so. I want to say congratulations to Ellie and Dave, if they happen to be on the call, for breaking out a new silver, Justin, and I'll do that personally also. But that's exciting, and I think we're going to have a whole lot more silvers coming out. I know we will. Everything is just revving up to make things happen at a faster pace. I'm quite certain of that. The momentum is building, so we are very excited about what we're seeing happen that we know it's happening already. And I don't even want to think about what they might be coming out with for products or whether they are. I haven't had a clue on that, but I just know that we will be having a wonderful time there in San Antonio. So make it a priority to have that be part of your maybe early Christmas present or whatever, but it will definitely be a Christmas present for us. I'm certain of that. They never let us down. They always make those things really, really exciting. Anybody else? Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome.
Us to know that there's more coming, so we're happy about that. So I bet somebody else is waiting in line here because they're just busting at the seams to tell us something or ask a question, so hopefully that I can answer. Oh, do we want to end the call? No, come on, you guys. Don't be bashful.
Okay, let me put one more thing in and then I'm done.
Okay.
It was said also that there are going to be two big changes in July and in San Antonio in October. So we have to go there.
That sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a wonderful idea. Are you asking me, do I have a glass ball? No, I don't.
Well, there's big changes.
I heard the same thing that you heard, but I didn't get any more.
Yeah. Well, perhaps that's a good enough.
I could have repeated it, but I think I didn't hear anything really big about July. I just know that they always do something for each month, or it seems like what they do.
Yeah.
At least they motivate us when we don't have something brand new. But anyway, the thoughts and what's going around and what people are accomplishing and doing is the exciting part also. And I know that because we get the after tones, just like Dave and Ellie breaking out a new silver. Well, that's great because we haven't had a whole lot of new silvers being broken out, and to see that it's happening. And the other thing that's great is I'm hearing his name a whole lot more, and I'm really pleased because that means he's more excited, which means I'm more excited because he has way more seniority to than we do as far as network marketing. I mean, when I cut my teeth on network marketing, not with Mecan, but he was in that same business, and he was way light years ahead of us, meaning us, our family. And now we see the ramifications of having gone through it's almost approaching a quarter of a century in network marketing. And I'm pleased that I have that behind me because I'm not saying it makes it easier to do. You still got to do the same things.
Yeah.
But it does give you a wide picture of what you've seen other companies do. And, there's a lot of them that, boy, I couldn't even begin to recall their names that have come and gone. And Mecan has this background. But not only that, they still have the newness because there is no competition in what they do. Oh, maybe in one product, maybe there's another drink out there. But, I still don't know any competition for us in magnetic sleep systems. Does anybody else know a huge company in the world that embarked on that? I mean, even embarked on it, not alone having no history on it. I don't think it exists. And energy technologies are definitely, in fact, Denny caught it on one of the programs last night. It was worked right into the program, as part of the program, talking about magnetic energy. And I'm going, wow, this is, letting people know that, hey, if it's big enough to talk to about on a regular show, there's more happening in that field. Continually more medical people acknowledging it, which is just another, line of credentials. Thank you, Molly.
And what program was that?
I don't even remember because I wasn't watching it. Denny just says, hey, it's on this program. So we can find that out for you. That I can ask him. So I'll pass that on to Vance also. So,
I think you'll be interested. Last week, I participated in a hospital's women's wellness event, and they were so strict with me on what I was going to say, what I was going to bring, and I told them that the things that they can taste, they can try, like nutrition, bar and or even the nutrition meal, the meal replacement, and something they can take home, like high energy tea, and I have water. So, and then later on, when I was talking to the person in charge, he didn't say anything not to bring the water, but then so on my email later on after the event that they preferred me not to bring the water. And that was outrageous for me because water, Mecan's water isn't the best. Why not, So I had to find a chance to let them know what Mecan water is all about. And then she said, you could have bring more magnetic product. It has been so well established, the science and testing. I said, wow, really?
You know what? Those people are just not open to looking at something that does not come from the medical field, that's not taught in their medical curriculum.
Uh-huh.
And so there's nothing we can do except to plant the seed. And, hey, I deal with that all the time. Also, But every once in a while, you find the one that is open because they've seen something happen or it happens in front of them. And so I don't spend a lot of time in that category at all. I just work with whoever comes across my path that says they're interested in information. So, you know, I don't have a higher rate of getting in response from them other than to get in. And we just finished a 2-month program that was done by the Adventists. And they have the science to back up why they do what they do. It's not necessarily in the curriculum of the other doctors. In fact, it's definitely not in the curriculum, and they don't even have teaching on it. And so maybe they're just a little bit more open. But I had a couple of them that at least they were polite, and it turned their head. So I will, you know, I'll go back to them. In fact, I'm in conversation with them on a regular basis anyway, but I don't work that hard because there's millions of everyday ordinary people out there that want our information. When they're ready and they, you know, planted a seed, I just let that go because I think it's a waste of time to keep banging on the same door.
I think there is a hope because...
There is definitely hope. There is always hope with all of this because but our job is to cover as many people as we can to make that happen faster, and that's when it happens. When it comes,
well, I have been,
from a patient that's getting a response and they cannot identify it. Sometimes they just say, "Oh, things happen that we don't understand."
The one-trap study, to them.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's a great one. Any of the literature that comes from the doctors, but you know, the doctors that I know that are in now, they say, no, I'm not going to prospect another doctor. When they're ready, then I will talk to them. But if they aren't even open yet, I'm not going to go prospect them. They don't take the time to do it either. In fact, I've got one that tells me that's the last person in the world I talk to is a doctor if I find out that's their profession. Because they have the same situation, even in the medical field. You know, they think, oh, there's always kooky doctors out there, so I just got one. Let's give another person here an opportunity to ask Molly, but thank you very much for your questions, and I hope you guys realize that and most of the time, I'm in the same boat you are, only with the fact that the difference being that maybe I've got a few more years on you than you put into network marketing, and I'm grateful for that. So when I said a quarter of a century, that was with NICAN only. That wasn't counting the rest of the years with another company that I... fully respect for what I learned about it, and they are still in business today, so I did pick another one that was really good. So anyway, who else would like to ask a question?
Sure, this is Jeannie.
Jeannie, thank you.
Can you hear me?
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Hear you.
I have a baggie full of business cards of people that I have run across in the past and that I have conversed with, but it's been a little while.
Mm-hmm.
When you call someone like that, what would be your introduction, or how would you handle that?
Okay, one thought that jumps into my brain that worked really well over and over for one of the gals that I haven't talked to for quite some time is to say, it depends on how much you remember about them. If you don't remember much of anything, then you got a blank, you know, you're kind of drawing a blank picture. She used to say over and over, because she would go through stacks that came in like from a fair or something where she really didn't have any conversation with the person. She would just say, you know, I just ran across your card. I was cleaning house, and oh my goodness, I cannot recall, I got the date down when we talked, because I always date my cards. I know it was, you know, it's been 4 years ago, but I set it aside for a reason, and it was important to me at the time. And I just wondered, do you have a better recall than I do? Now, that's a really total blank slate. And she did wonderful. It wasn't worded exactly like that, but that's the gist of what she was getting across. I don't remember. You were important to me at the time, and I know I wanted to talk to you again. And so can you help me out? At that time, I was doing, you know, whatever you were doing, if you've got a recall on that or, you know, some event or whatever. So that was one thought. And she did this repeatedly, just like they were, you know, numbers she pulled off of a bulletin board or something. But and it could have been. She may have picked up one of them and there had been some tie. But usually when you are with somebody, there is something that indicates some level of interest, unless you are pulling it off of a board. But then you can say why that was. Hey, you were working with people at the time, I think, but I'm not sure. And then another one would be I always admit my lack of organization, and this got misplaced. And usually they do, because if they're on the top of the pile, I'll look at them until I do something about it. And then I just ask forgiveness for my tardiness for, you know, whatever reason and not getting back to them. And is the situation taken care of? Do you have any details on what it is about on the card, Jeannie?
Well, some I do.
Okay. Do you want to give me an example?
Well, there's one here. This is July 2010. Now, that's been 6 years ago.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah, but I did write on it. I did send her some sleep information. She was interested in income. I did not send her anything about the business at that time because she kept saying, with all that's going on in her life right now, it's not a good time, you know.
I would go back to that thought on that one. I would say, I know that you were extremely busy. Have you continued on in your same field? And if you don't know what that is, just tell her. I don't recall what it was. You seemed happy, but yet you were semi-interested in maybe you thought you could use some extra income at that time. You know, where are you now? What's been happening? I'm curious. And if this is not a good time, excuse me, if this is not a good time, can we make it at a later time? Because I really feel bad that I never got, you know, through to you before. You know, look how long it's been. My gosh, it's been. And I always come clean, totally come clean, because it is. It's in our ballpark if it's our business. You know, even if she's busy, say, hey, if you're really tied up or in the middle of something, give me a time to call back. I'd love to chat with you for 3 or 4 minutes.
Perfect.
So they can get off the hook. But, you know, the more sincere you can be about it, and we all want to be sincere. There's no reason not to be. Our business is too great to try and hide anything from. Maybe Vance's question as to where are the air unit replacement filters or something like that? I don't know. He doesn't know either. Maybe hopefully we'll find out next week. But, you know, that's as bad as it gets. Oh, goodness. I mean, it's not like we don't have a whole wellness home, you know, to work with. So I never try and major in any irritation I ever have along the way. Nothing's perfect on this earth. People aren't, so how can we expect the rest of it to be? But I put it behind me and go on to something that, you know, that I have more control over. So I love prospecting. And Jeannie, just know I'm light years ahead of you of being guilty of way more people than you've ever thought of.
I knew you'd have a good answer for that. That's why I wanted to ask you. And it's perfect.
Mine is sincerity and play up on what, you know, what they're, where they are now and what and why you were excited about. You can just say, I was excited when you were at least open to, you know, you're the type of person that wants to see what else is out there and you know, even though you might be really happy, maybe somebody that's close to you isn't where they are. And of course, we have tons of new stuff that is just fields that they've never, ever gone into. And, of course, the first thing that comes up is the energy drink, for one. I mean, we've got so many areas that have either improved or come to light in what happens and takes place with them. The medical field, there's a couple of them that are saying, oh, you're getting the water too alkaline. And then your article that you delivered, Jeannie, to us about the importance of how long we chew our food. We're all in such a rush, we don't chew our food long enough to allow the enzymes to break it down, and then I heard that that affects your immune system. Something that simple that we've got in our control. Is it easy? No. I started a habit, and so did Denny, of doing 50 to 100 chews per mouthful.
Did you want to held your fingers up?
He did. I think he did, because we talked about it. He hadn't gone through the whole, you know, the article. But it was just interesting because at the end, she said, your immune system functions on how alkaline your body is, and your saliva, if you do 100 chews, trust me, will be about as alkaline as it can get. And that is what mixes with your food to make your digestive system work better. Now, whoa, that's new to me. Was that new to you?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an interesting one that, and I'm sure that Steve probably is in the process of getting that up on his website. Anyway, Steve, do you want to cut in here and
go ahead? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you talking about lifestylesupport.org?
Lifestylesupport.org, and is there a heading on that, or just the reason for chewing more?
Not yet. I have
not yet. Okay.
Yet.
Okay. I know you'll be getting the link for it, and I don't think you mind me saying you can go to his website to look for it. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Another great asset for us in information. I love the subjects that we relate and get us into conversation about our wellness, and the wellness industry is being taken over, they think, by the pharmaceuticals. So let's say the self-care industry. Let's take care of ourselves so we don't have to go to these other areas and try and clean up after the fact that something that should be prevented. And that's what NECAN's all about also. People that are healthy want to stay healthy. They are often way more interested than the people that are hurting. So look for the happy, well people that are doing what's best for their body. Next person. We're going to have to wind this up in a few minutes so you got time to get on the next call. I think there's a next call. Normally there is. I didn't look for it. I
yeah,
just dial in.
Actually, there's no call today.
Oh, there isn't. Okay. Well, you're not giving me free rein past that time, so anyway.
Char, what was that again? Lifestyle? What?
Oh, Lifestyle Support.
Oh, support. Okay.
Thank you. Saturday AM takes you to his website also, because Vance's material is there that he puts up, Steve puts up also.
Yeah, there's a link at the top of both of them to cross-reference to the other.
Oh, great. Okay. For these people that are talented in that area, I've got a lot to learn. So don't anybody feel short on that end either. And that's why it's so great to have the people in there working and trying to make it easier. Like, I finally roll right into the Zoom calls now. Don't ask me why all of a sudden it started happening, because I had a challenge in it. Oh, it could have been my computer. It could have been the server at the time. It could have been a lot of things. Anyway, we just keep plugging away. I do know that I've heard over and over that your brain being exercised on areas of no knowledge or little knowledge will help you retain as we mature. I kind of don't like that age thing anymore. As we mature, to keep us younger in the brain area and not dealing with some of the things that other people are dealing with lack of memory, etc. Another question? Comment. What's happening that you're excited about? Thank you, Jeannie.
Char?
Yes.
This is Justine from Northwest Indiana. I hope everybody's doing well and will have a safe and blessed 4th of July. I have been reading Dr. Daniel Amen's books on the brain, and they're very excellent.
Oh, maybe we're going to have a private conversation, because I just got flooded with a bunch of information and a couple of people that are really growing in that area, and oh my goodness, it's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, repeat that again for anybody that would like to make a note on it that didn't have their pen in their hand on the
brain. I don't have any of the books where I'm at right now, but if you just go to the library and you ask for Dr. Daniel Amen, it's A-M-E-N, Amen, however you pronounce it, but he has several books dealing with the brain, and they're all excellent.
Well, I've heard his name, and I know that his work is good because I've heard it very respected, highly respected, and so I would not hesitate to follow what you're saying there.
Thank you.
And
someday, if you get a chance, I would just love to have your stroganoff, mushroom stroganoff recipe.
Is that the plant-based one you mean that you're talking about?
It's been some time ago that you had mentioned it. I never got a chance to get it, but I just love mushrooms and I love stroganoff, and I think whatever your recipe is would be very healthy for all of us to have.
Oh, well, the ones that we're doing right now are healthier than they've ever been, and we're loving it, and my husband's favorite food is mushrooms, and if I can put mushrooms in it, it will be a hit. And what was it I had last night? It was a cheese sauce, a creamy white cheese sauce that is not made with cheese. Then put into a pesto sauce to combine the two, and then quinoa for the grain. Quinoa pasta, a little bit of quinoa pasta and veggies, and it was very, very good. I cooked that pasta a little too long. It was a little bit soft. But it was kind of what the author of the cookbook that I'm using, that I don't think it's available to the public. I can give it to you, but you could go in, unless somebody sends theirs in on a resale, because I don't think it's listed. But anyway, it's called Plant-Based Recipes and Meal Options. It's a doctor's wife, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Goble, G-O-B-B-L-E. And she has been, actually, she's been Joanne's instructor, along with the husband, Dr. John Goble, And he's an MD for the last 2 months in their program. They're in a slightly different one only because of distance of where we live and time element. And we have been blessed with samples of food twice a week. And then the recipe given, and you'll be envious if I tell you that the last night for us, we had 4 different samples of dessert ice cream, flavors and ingredients slightly adjusted, and it was all delicious. One of them was more of a sorbet than a regular ice cream, and they adhere to the fact that the desserts need to be healthy also, and you can make them very healthy, very easily by using whole food instead of the fragmented and man-made substances that go into desserts. So, you know, anybody that has an interest in attending to health in that direction also, all you have to do, the very easiest way, and I don't like the word because people are afraid of it, is the word vegan. Whatever your ingredients are in your refrigerator that are fresh or frozen in the line of plant-based, that would be other than from an animal, just put the word in vegan, whether you like it or not, it's the shortest way of getting it, vegan recipe for, and list 3 or 4 ingredients, and you'll have probably 5 dozen that pop up on the screen, and just take a look at them and see how many of the ingredients you have and how much the sound of those ingredients appeal to you, and you'll have a new recipe. I probably do. Usually I do at least 1 new one a day, and the first time through it takes a little longer, so why don't I keep repeating them? Because they're all so good and there's more to try. So anyway, end of the food line. Very, very easy. Very, very easy to do. It's amazing how many people are taking charge of their self-care, and we just happen to have and be blessed with the one company that is huge in the world and has achieved the most in the most different fields and areas that affect our body. And I'm into their latest technology. I had an example of that in a little rig that we got. We call our Job Shack, and it's unbelievable. I spent one night on the difference of the previous technology. Hey, they still work. It just wasn't as comfortable. And that was the support of the Nature Rest sleep system, the latest one. And the pillow, don't even start me on that. If you've not tried the new pillow, that needs to be on your list. I have been on every pillow. I've liked every pillow they've had. Except the one that had too much filling in it because I had to take it out to adjust it. Oh, well. But the new one, in my mind, they came to perfection. So I'd like to see them try and top that. I absolutely love it. And, you know, I'm pretty easy when they come out with products. And I still use a lot of the older ones. Just because we've got multiples of everything in our house. Sometimes we give them away. Sometimes we do all kinds of things with them. So anyhow, the next person, please.
Well, this is Jeannie one more time. I totally agree about the pillow. I love it. And I also love it with the pillowcase on it, with the infrared pillowcases. Wonderful to keep your head cool. It's wonderful. So.
Thank you for the reminder. I didn't pull it on the last time. Oh, dear.
It's great.
And yes, in the summer season, you are so right. I'm trying to think. You just made me think of somebody that said to me, and I haven't followed up on her yet, do you know how much I love far infrared? And I'm going, whoa! It was a receptionist. I know exactly who it was. Oh, see, I'm still guilty of the same thing. We need more follow-up. I think everybody can utilize more follow-up and a better way and a quicker way of we can still remember that if it's past the 48 hours, you're starting all over from the beginning again. And that's exactly what happens. I even know her first name, Shirley. So I know what we're looking for. Yes.
I don't know if Barb Taylor writes on the call, and I think she had mentioned this, speaking of the pillowcase. She says she often uses them as a new baby gift. She uses a little blanket for a newborn. Isn't that a great idea?
That is a wonderful idea. Absolutely wonderful idea. Oh, my goodness. I use the sample quilt in the same way with infants. I also remember way back on the sample quilt. I think that's still in the line. Maybe it's not. I haven't ordered any because I've got several of them. But people holding it to their stomach or their chest when they've got reflux after eating, or they've got an upset stomach. Maybe their digestive system is not working as well right then, or they're cramping or something like that, and the result, how fast it could be to break that negative energy cycle that's going on in their body is the way I'll say it. So yes, that, another reason. Oh, and I like it so much that I'm making a special pillowcase for one on my sofa, because I'm one of those 10-minute nappers. And once in the afternoon to take a 10-4, go down and reboot my brain is what I call it. Because when I realized that when I woke up, I really was moving and focused and concentrated wonderfully. And I won't give up that 10 minutes because it means so much in what I can accomplish afterwards. And the energy and the way I feel. And so that just means things are going to run smoother for me.
How do you do that?
Thank you.
Sir? How do you do that with the 10-minute nap?
Oh, I drink it. You have to be in place. You can do it with coffee, but I prefer doing it with the 10-4. I get a great result with that. Take the 10-4 and mix it how you like it. Sometimes it's warm, sometimes it's cold. And sit down and make sure you're positioned to lay down immediately. Like, I don't have to move a bunch of books, or I don't have to go to the bathroom or whatever, because that is part of it, doing it as soon as you've done it. And then just, okay, I set the timer for just in case for 12 minutes. That's 2 minutes to get into my sleep. And at the beginning, obviously I'm not in deep sleep by then. But anyway, I will come out of it not knowing whether I have spent, once I start into the cycle, I will come out of it usually before the alarm goes off, 1 minute, maybe even 2 minutes. And if I'm woke up 5 minutes after I've done it, I have to look at Denny sometimes in the car and say, How long a nap did I take? Say, about 4 minutes. And I go, you're kidding me. Feels like I've been out for an hour or two. Because that's how refreshed I feel once it gets into that. Now, this is something I picked up off of TV, guys. And I don't have any... They gave some studies at that time that I always did a 20-minute nap. I had heard 20-minute nap, 20-minute nap. I've done that since I was 16 years old. I didn't rush, and I didn't have 10-4 to take, and I didn't even take coffee then because, the old adage was don't drink coffee or you won't go to sleep. Well, that doesn't seem to be the thing if you do it immediately, not running around the house and, I've got to, go set this and do that and so forth, but just down right then. And works perfect for me. So I would like to hear from you if you try it. With the 10-4, of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I had
blessing of going to a wedding, and I had had my hair done on Friday, and so I took my what they call the Bic pillow with me, because I was going to be gone all week, and I used the Bic pillow, and I had the kind of like a silky pillowcase on there, and I put the high side under my neck, you know. My hair stayed nice all week long. I didn't even have to do anything with it. It didn't even push up so that I had a bald spot in the back of my head. It was just beautiful. So.
Well, you know, sometimes switching the products around is very interesting. And I noticed that before I said something about the pillow, the new pillow to Denny, and how much I loved it, and that it was going to be a permanent fixture on the end of the sofa for my 10-minute break. He was on the, he said, well, I think you'd be really liking the Bric, one of those first ones. And I said, well, you know, hey, if that works for you, but anytime you want to try it. So I've actually loaned, I don't loan products normally, but I've loaned it out more than once already and had people come right back to me and say, I love the new pillow. I love the new pillow. And, you know, that piece is, gee, that's a whole lot easier to loan than the sleep system. And if it gets them started, oh, well, you know, hey, we go. We don't have to do the whole wellness home at once. The one thing I will say is the more they have, the greater the benefit can be. And I've seen this demonstrated with a demo over and over and over. We've had people that have done it. And the one that I primarily remember is not with us any longer, but she had great results. She would stand and just put one product on a person and then put another one on them and test them and test them until she was red in the face from either trying to push down or pull fingers apart or whatever she was doing. So if you've never tried that, try that on a person and give them, you know, whatever you're going to give them and then add to it. Give them the first one and then give them the second one you'd like to see them on and the third one. And just say, you know, this builds. And my latest analogy for that is we've got a house. We talk about a wellness home, but we've got a physical house that we live in. What if half of the stuff that we utilize, like the electricity, like the water, the disposal of it, all of these different things, what if these were not addressed? I mean, what does it feel like to have your electricity go off? You automatically go and switch the switch anyway. How many times have we done that? You know, we're missing something. And so when we start on a wellness home, we can tell people that we've got a package. We've got a package that can improve your health in many areas that maybe you don't have anything wrong, but let's not have it go wrong.
True.
And our nutrition is second to none in the categories that we've got.
Yes. Does anybody have anybody that they're working with that is bipolar?
Oh dear.
I ran into a whole family of bipolar people this past week. And I just
that's probably the biggest challenge I've ever had in my life, and there's one that's still on our property, there's one that lives with us for a short period of time. And all I can say is the diet, the sleep system, I know can make a difference in that. Now, will it be complete? When they're on meds, they need to be on the meds until they find something that's natural. I have a Chinese herbalist that I asked that same question of. And he said, it's easy. It's easy to a point. As long as you've got control and everything you say happens. But he said, when he went out of my control, it went right back to where it was, Sean. He said, I don't know any other way to tell you.
Okay.
So, you know, that encourage them on their meds, and when they get to feeling good, they're still on their meds, They do not go off of them until a doctor tells them, and I don't know of any doctor that's going to, from the information I have, that's going to tell them to go off of them. A replacement, a natural replacement for the same thing, like our guy was on lithium, I think they all are, and there is a natural form of lithium, but it's not, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole and on instructing them unless they have a doctor that is working with natural lithium instead of the drug. But it's still something they have to have. Their body is dependent on it. Yes.
So this is Lee Maurice. I've had some experience with that, and there's a lot of people who finding the right medical or the medicine combo is what's hard, and it can take up to 2 years. So oftentimes you lose the person's interest in that time because they're literally a guinea pig as they go through the process, and already dealing with bipolar, the other is difficult enough. But the other aspect of that is it's important to know whether or not it's bipolar 1 or bipolar 2.
You want to give a short a definition of that? Can you do that?
Well, one is more severe. They're both difficult to deal with. One is more severe than the other, and if the family is dealing with bipolar 1, that's the more severe of the two, at least to my the experiences that I've had. There's a wonderful resource people can go to called NAMI. It's National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. They deal with a lot of different mental illnesses, but bipolar and schizophrenia are two of the most common serious mental illnesses. And the person going through it is having a difficult enough time, and many times they're in teen or adult age groups, and it's very difficult to just medicate them because they either refuse to take medications or whatever. So it's nice to have the concept of, yes, if they're on their medication, of course the wellness home is going to help, but anything is going to help them when it comes to getting them healthy. Personally, I've seen an improvement in something with, like, the insoles in the sleep system.
Right.
They can't sleep, especially if they're cycling and they're manic.
Yes.
So they can't sleep. There's also a Facebook website with a young woman who is bipolar herself. And I can't remember how to spell her last name, but Gary Lindner, she's in Gary Lindner's group. Her name is Lisa Baglietto or something like that. I can't remember her last name. But she's constantly posting on her Facebook page about how much the Neekin products have aided her in her struggle with bipolar. And I hats off to her because it's a real, most mental illness has such a stigma of people do not want to admit to it. But, we don't treat one another when they have cancer and say, don't talk about it. I mean, it's a serious illness, and it's not easy for those people going through it to just, a lot of times we'll say, well, pull yourself together and get on with life. Well, we don't tell people who have physical ailments to pull themselves together and get on with life. So we need to keep that in mind and with any mental illness. But what I've heard and what I've, seen is getting them on some kind of magnetic product that is close to their body at all times, preferably like the insoles and the sleep system when it helps them to stay in a more normal pattern.
I don't know that.
A little extra boost.
Yeah, thank you. You just made me think of something that was way back, and I don't know that the diagnosis was bipolar, but it was definitely mental, and it was a woman that was in the group. We were in Nebraska. I know it was in the Middle East. And her central area anyway, and she was encouraged by someone in the group that was attending. It was not a huge meeting, but she was encouraged to give her testimony, and she just looked, and her eyes dropped. She couldn't look at anybody, and she goes, I can't do that. And so Denny went over, and he says, I can help you, and he put his arm around her. One lady said that the rest of the people need to know what you've gone through because they either could know somebody or they might even be dealing with it. So she stood up and she sobbed through it, and it was her son who at age 5 had tried to kill her. And she had to get rid of every sharp instrument in the house or have it in a locked drawer, and she never turned her back on him after that. It was that bad. And he was 12 years old at the time, and she learned about Nikan products, and she didn't have much finances to work with, but she got a pair of insoles, and she put them in his shoes, and it was like a miracle, the change that had taken place. She said he came out, and he said, or maybe it was after on the sleep system that he came out and said, I like myself better, Mom. He says, I now like myself better. And but with the insoles alone, she had enough of a difference that she took away every other pair of shoes, because one day he didn't get them in his, he put a different pair of shoes on, and he was going backwards, just having all kinds of problems again. And he had gotten so much better. And so she got rid of all the shoes until she could buy a couple of more, another set, and then another set, whatever, you know, maybe two or three sets. And she allowed him that many shoes to wear because he would inadvertently not, you know, have them in his shoes if it was any other way. And mm-hmm. people just, I mean, you knew how sincere and grateful she was for the products. But they did get him on the sleep system, and he had a major change in his attitude. Of how he was dealing with her and other people at school and everything else. So that was one that was way back in my reference frame. But again, you know, any mental issue, and I've seen enough of them to know, and boy, what I lived through with a young man that was living with us, and we're still in contact, and he's still wanting to do it, but he's very inconsistent, and part of it is what he's dealing with on top of that is Crohn's disease, and he's looking at a major operation, and he knows the difference when he's on the sleep system. I told him to order the demo patch. He's on disability, has some money to work with, and to my knowledge, that has not happened, and he does want to do it as a business also. But, you know, you can only do so much for so many people. And then they do have to take charge to a degree. If he had not experienced it, you know, it would be different. But he did. And we have a good relationship. So I just keep praying for him. And I say, you know, this is what needs to be done. Oh, and another place that there's a lot of been a lot of information, you could probably just go, I don't, there's so much on that website that I don't do it much on it, but is Dr. Oz has interviewed two or three people in the last year on bipolar, and the results they've had have been positive. He has not mentioned magnets on that or the wellness home, but just the support that they can, if they will take the responsibility of doing what they're told to do, they will be light years ahead for one thing, and stay with what is giving them results. And I remember the one man saying, I have a reason to live as a normal person because I have a wife and children that I care more about than my own life. And he said, that's what keeps me going. And I thought, wow, that's a strong one.
Mm-hmm.
Really strong.
Any other thing
you want to add on that, Lee?
I was going to add, of course, and everybody already knows this, but if you, there's any way that you can, the person can be on the water also. Because, of course, the water in our system, you know, helps the magnets to work all the better. So if they're not properly hydrated, and frequently when they're cycling, they don't eat properly, they don't drink properly, a lot of times they will try to self-medicate with other things like, you know, pot or alcohol, just to manage, because they're so frustrated with where they're at. And reaching them on a deep, you know, a good emotional level is difficult when they're going through that, because they can hear you, but they can't hear you. They can hear you, but there's something preventing them frequently from being agreeable about it. So
I'm sorry.
No, I'm
just going to say they're highly intelligent. And often that is one of the things that... Pardon?
Most people with mental illness are highly intelligent, yes.
Yeah, and I remember him saying to me, I sent him up to bed, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, I've got another 20 minutes, I want this kitchen cleaned up before I go to bed, so I need you to not follow me with your toes at my heels talking to me. I said, I have to concentrate on even doing the dishes, because he was coming up with all this stuff, and he says, okay, sure, I'm sorry. I said, just go up and relax and go to bed, because he had his sleep system on his bed at that time. He goes upstairs 20 minutes later. I'm just ready to go up to bed. Here he comes. And I said, you need to go back up the steps now. I mean, this is a 26-year-old man. And
yes.
I said, you need to go back up the steps now. He says, you need to understand, I've got something I have to tell you. I said, it will wait until in the morning. No, it may not be there in the morning. And he's right, it may not be there in the morning. He may be at a different place. He says, I have got 7 things I need to tell you right now. And I said, and he sat there and he counted them. He put his fingers up. He says, I got 7 things right now in my brain that need to come out and you need to know about. I said, I am not going to give in. Go up and go to bed. And we had the water and everything else and he was working on. But the periods of time going up and down are... To me, they were unbelievable, and the hardest thing I've ever had to do with a person was to say to him, I'm not qualified to work with you. I have to say no, because I can't take the pressure and function at a level that I need to function at for my family, myself, and everybody else. And he went from that to going back home, and then he was institutionalized. We went down and saw him. I mean, we do have good contact with him, but it was something way beyond anything I had ever experienced. And I've seen mental health. I've had it in the family years and years and years back with relatives. And so I, you know, had that much, but just knowing the horror that they go through because of being bright, and they reach these highs that they can't get when they're acting normal. And they want to go back to that high often, the way he described it to me.
And they can't shut their brain off.
And they can't shut it off,
When they're cycling and they're manic, they can't shut it off.
No, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. Some of those things, I just totally give up to God and say, hey, you know what I've dealt with, you know my limit, and you're the one that's going to make this happen to the degree that it is. Yeah, that's it. Guys, we're past the hour. Anybody have a last comment? Quickly, last comment. I thank you for your time. Vance will be back next week, I'm certain of that. And you guys have a great beginning to and a great holiday weekend and a safe one. We'll pray for your safety. A safe one. Thank
Happy
you for your participation.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Great call.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Char. Fantastic.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless, Emily.